This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The great Israelite prophets, beginning with Isaiah, constantly warned God's people of impending judgment if they did not repent. Isaiah, Micah, and other 8th century B.C. prophets began to warn the Jews about 150 years before they were actually carried into Babylon. The warnings may have changed some individuals, but the nation as a whole continued in rebellion against God's law. One of the problems, though by no means the only one, was corrupt leadership in the nation. The prophets engaged in grossly immoral behavior. The priests were little more than hirelings. The kings and other governmental rulers were interested in the fleece, not the flock. But the Israelite people were not excused for their ungodly conduct just because they had evil leaders. They too stood condemned before God Almighty. Jeremiah, the 7th century B.C. prophet, begged his people to repent before the Lord punished them by sending them into Babylonian exile. Please listen to Jeremiah. O daughter of my people, gird yourselves with sackcloth and wallow in ashes. Mourn as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. For the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. Jeremiah 6:26. The expression sackcloth and ashes signified mourning, either because of the loss of a loved one or because of one's sins. During the days of Ahasuerus, the Israelites were in a very dangerous position. Haman, like Hitler, wanted to rid the world of Jews. When Mordecai, Esther's cousin, perceived all that was done, he rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out of the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry, and came before the king's gate clothed with a sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. Esther 4:1-3. Jeremiah's concern in mentioning sackcloth and ashes was to get his people to repent of their wickedness and turn back to God Almighty. Jesus used the term in speaking of the various cities where he had done many of his miracles. He affirmed, "If the mighty works that were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." Matthew 11:21. Both Jeremiah and Christ wanted their hearers to repent. The power of positive thinking folks probably do not like what Jeremiah told the Israelites. Make mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. The kind of teaching Jeremiah did on the occasion I am examining with you would not make some modern churchgoers happy. But Israel could avoid exile only if they repented of their transgressions. But should we not concentrate in our sermons on making people feel good? How do you suppose the Corinthians felt when Paul accused them of acting like babies? 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. Of extending fellowship to a man who was sleeping with his father's wife. 1 Corinthians 5. Of making a mockery of the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11. And of other grievous sins. Paul explains their feelings toward his preaching. For though I made you sorry with the letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same epistle has made you sorry, though it were but for a season. For godly sorrow works repentance unto salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of this world works death. 2 Corinthians 7:8-10. If Paul had praised the Corinthians, no good would have come from his efforts. Like Paul, Jeremiah urged his readers to mourn for their sins. But unlike the Corinthians, the Israelites did not mourn. As a result of their hard-heartedness, they were carried into exile for 70 years. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.